The last grain is cut. The spirit of the grain. In the last seeds we say that the god of the grain, who has given his life, goes down to the underworld grave. Goes down to the underworld grave. He is the god of the summer sun, and his kingdom below is the summer land. He steps onto his ship and leaves her alone in the darkness of winter surrounding. Darkness of winter surrounding. The darkness of winter surrounding. She is crying. Her tears are cold snow. Jack Frost is trying to cheer her, you know, with patterns of frost fairies spiraling so. But our queen, the mother, knows she must go. She's crying and thinking, feeling and knowing. All of us wondering, the goddess is going. She's crying and thinking, feeling and knowing. All of us wondering, the goddess is going. She will reclaim from her lover, the sun. For 3 months she's staying in the summerland sun, coaxing, demanding, requesting, commanding, coaxing, demanding, requesting, commanding, be born again in me. Become my child, through me be born, and claim your majesty. For all our children need us to begin. Renew your vows and commit us now to end the winter's strife. Be born through me, the mother earth. I need your warm embrace. Come home through me and start again. The sun disk you must chase. This feast of life and victory is brief, my brave and honorable god. You are the sacrifice supreme, and in birth I will suffer blood. You will suffer for the grain, eternal love, renew again, 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 again.
Mountaintop hurries to leave our despair behind. Darkness at five, longing for pollen float across the field in the stagnant air, waves of heat nearby. Throat is dry at a quarter to nine. Darkness at five. Black ice coming to your town. All the leaves are turning brown. Freak wind picks up, blowing cold. Darkness at five. Darkness at five. Darkness at five. Darkness at five. Truck on highway, beetle in the dark. broken down on the side of the road. Sideswipe spraying a heavy load. Standard time blows, darkness at 5. Can't see nothing and it's only 5. Darkness at 5. Darkness at 5. Can't see nothing and it's only 5. Standard time blows. Darkness at 5. Darkness at 5.
Song that you hear, yeah. 7 days move 7 times. Apple lights are pretty in a line. Bring out these bells. Ring out, ring solstice bells. Ring. Holy oak where on it grows. 7 druids dance a 7th time. Sing the sound of bells, call out the chiming. Bring out these bells. Ring out, ring solstice bells. Ring. As the silver planets run, 7 maids move a 7th time. Sing the sound of bells, call out the chiming.
Bring out these bells. Ring out, ring solstice bells.
Ring out, ring out, ring out, ring out.
evening will be ice and snow, till the moon above. Hear the sleigh bells ring, hear them ding-a-ling. When it starts to freeze in October and November and December, just remember,
when your sweetheart comes,
by the fireside so bright, you sit and see the blessed sight of freezer when it's winter. Don't be thankful, it's no use. Winter time's a good excuse. When you want to spoon, cuddle close and hold her tight. Make her think it's you tonight. Go for honeymoon. Wedding bells will ring sometime in the spring.
Tight. Any of y'all out there know how to Ramadan? Come on. Come on now. I know how to Ramadan over here. Come on. How about you? I'm put a fatwa out on Santa Claus. No, don't do that, man. That's not cool. Giving out all them little stupid dolls. Do You leave Santa Claus alone. Santa Claus better watch his back. And he better not fly over Iraq. That's what I'm talking about. Man, Santa Claus is cool. He's gonna bomb me that Ramadan. I tell you what, I ain't gonna bomb.
I tell you what,
I didn't bomb no Ramadan. I ain't gonna go out like that. Santa Claus didn't have nothing to do with that. It's Ramadan. I heard you. I'll see you at the Hilton Baghdad. You mean the Baghdad Hilton?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for the Ramadan party to end right now, though. The Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan. Gonna get my fast on. That's all.
We have so many great things to be thankful for on Thanksgiving Day. The riches of our land in beauty alone. Its mountains, oceans, deserts, and cities are superb. We cannot look at all of these and not know that God is right here with us. Our Thanksgiving blessings are great. We can raise our children to love our country, to read how the pilgrims came on the Mayflower to America, so we may live in freedom as we do today. Our children can learn how our forefathers established the government, the Constitution, the two-party system of America. Today the children can learn from television how the candidates for president and vice president are nominated. So we, the people, have the privilege of voting. Our Thanksgiving blessings are great. There is no land which does more to help the less fortunate with benefits, hospitals, and other organizations. We are still a land of freedom where we have the chance to choose the line of work we wish to go into as our endeavor in life. We still have the freedom to worship in whatever faith we feel is right for us as individuals. We should count our blessings each day to know that this nation under God shall not perish from this earth. Our Thanksgiving blessings are great.
Well, anyway, it was the day after Christmas, but what do you know? I ran into Santa asleep in the snow with his nice little reindeers all cuddled up tight. He was just waking up and lighting his pipe. Yeah, shaking his head, he looked so perplexed, like he just didn't seem to know what to do next. Can you imagine, of all people, Santa himself, all mixed up like that. Unbelievable. Well, it seemed like one of his helpers forgot to make it clear that last year was leap year, since Santa thought it was here. So there he was, with a sleigh full of toys he was bringing to all the little girls and boys. When Rudolph woke up with his nose shining red, all the other reindeers just jumped right out of bed. Thank you. said, listen here, Santa, us grown-ups took care of things and got all the kids the things you usually bring. But there's some not so lucky on account of the times, so you better get ready and start jingling your chimes. So he looked through his list and sure enough found a lot of kids were still waiting for him to come around. That could only be the old Saint Nick. Lined up his reindeers, lively and quick. Away they all flew when he gave them the cue. Merry Christmas to all and a happy New Year too.
Who turned on the friggin' lights? I got a friggin' headache. What's with this freak boss at the alley stores advertising? Take that crap back, get the cash, and bring the receipt to me for 10% off within 24 hours. Mrs. Claus and I work hard every year. It's the thought that counts.
Who wants that gamey crap you got on sale? Of course people take it back and go to the alley stores. Well, I love that underwear I got. I'm a little lost. How come there's a slit in the front? I'm confused.
I will take the crap back. I will bring the cash to the alley stores. I will take the crap back. I will bring the cash to the alley stores.
Belmont and Clark, if you dare! Crude, rude, and lewd for 36 years!
Two weeks after Christmas, the tree is quite dead. The needles all are dropping just like tiny bits of lead. The presents are lying in piles about the house. There's 15 bags, 10 boxes, and one tiny catnip mouse. I really must send out an SOS. Can someone help me with this awful mess? I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Gotta get out the tree. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
In this misery, I have boxed the sleigh bells. Jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Wrapped fragile ornaments up in tissue. It's a beautiful thing. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
2 weeks after New Year's, and what is this I see? 100 dried up needles right beside the old settee. So I get out the vacuum when all at once I spot a dying red poinsettia drooping in its plastic pot. I can't believe there's still so much to do. I'll be dying Easter eggs before I'm through. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm putting the cards away. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Pack up the holiday. The cat has found some year-old tinsel. Now it's firmly wrapped around her ear. I have had it up to here with fruitcake and those pesky reindeer. So I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Yes, I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Much, but come December, I've forgotten, and I kind of lose touch. That's why I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
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 I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm still cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Are we having any fun yet?
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm cleaning up
Christmas. Aren't we
done yet? Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm still cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Rudolph, get out of the garbage!
Cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope your holidays were over. That's all I can say. After everything we've all been through, holidays, you know what I'm talking about. Thank God. But we're not done here at BitSlap. We have other things just for you. A few other leftover holidays we have to deal with. Recognized or not, they're out there, and we need to pay attention to them because it's all part of the Earth Mother experience. And Jersey's here with me. She's playing with the wires, and she wanted me to make sure to wish you a very Merry Christmas. That's that sound you hear. It's Jersey biting the wires, and if we get cut off, that's why. We started off today's festivities with the Yule poem by Carrie Turing. I don't know who she is, but she sounds very adorable to me. Darkness at 5 was Silas Barnaby, all about the darkness that befalls us all here around the holiday times. Ring Out Solstice Bells from Jethro Tull from their Christmas album of a few years back. Winter was Harry McDonough and the Hayden Quartet from 1905. Ramadan from the Oilville Christmas Dynasty. Bet you didn't think I had any songs about Ramadan, did you? Norman Burns, after that, Our Thanksgiving Blessings Are Great. I didn't do any Thanksgiving songs, so that'll have to do for now. The Day After Christmas was Harry the Hipster Gibson and Cleaning Up Christmas from Sue the Rascal Keller. So, okay, we got, of course, the biggest holiday besides Christmas around now, besides New Year's, of course, is Hanukkah. So, coming up, a couple of Hanukkah tunes just for you. Let it rip, boys.
It was the night before Christmas, and the snow was very nice. My brother and I were stirring like pesky little mice. There were no stockings hung by the chimney with care, but the smell of potato latkes still filled the air. My brother and I tried to be quiet as sheep, but it was also the sixth night of Hanukkah, and we couldn't sleep. My mother and father, in their own warm bed, had eaten too much chop liver and wished they were dead. When out on the lawn there rose such a racket, it sounded like my aunt making a left turn in traffic. Away to the window I flew like a flash. I thought it was that Meshuggah cat getting into the drag. I looked out the window through the new-fallen snow and thought in the distance I heard, ho, ho. The moon on the breast of this misty white show gave the luster of cream cheese to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a flying pushcart and 8 tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick, I thought it was a rabbi who knew from St. Nick. Like relatives at a sweet table, his courses they came. And he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, from the top of the trees to the top of the walls, he didn't call out one Jewish reindeer at all. I was hoping for on Rubinstein, on Mendel, on Kerwin and Cohn, on Maxman, on Friedman, on Gimelman and Stone. But as sure as dry leaves upon your front lawn will stay till a big wind comes along to blow them away. As they mounted our house, there was no way that we'd hear the name of one flying tiny Jewish reindeer. And then with the prancing I heard on the roof, I thought I'd go crazy from each tiny hoof, and I yelled to my brother, "It's reindeer, just listen." And he said, "No, it's 8 dogs with a dry fur condition." My brother and I ran into the next room, just as this man came down the chimney with a boom. Now, a fashion statement, he wasn't. From his toe to his head, and we laughed, knowing somehow he had nothing to dread. He had a long beard and a round belly vat, shook as he laughed like a bowl of chicken fat. With soot he was covered from the chimney's old embers, and if my parents were up, they'd be yelling, "Step on the papers! Step on the papers!" He looked quite confused, saying, "I must be in the wrong place." And when he saw our menorah, a smile came to his face. So then from his knapsack, he took out a dreidel, and dusting off his tushy, sat down at our table. With a wink of his eye and a come here with a finger, we joined him, and at dreidel, he was a humdinger. He beat both my brother and me at each game. And we both said, "Red Rabbi, please tell us your name." Well, he gave us 2 dreidels to remember our loss, saying, "I'm not a rabbi. My name is Santa Claus." And then placing his finger at the side of his nose and nodding his head, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his car, putting his knapsack away, and he started his team with a yippee hoy vey. The reindeer shot off when they heard his clear whistle, and away they all slid like the oil on a pickle. But we heard him exclaim as he rode out of sight. He said, "Peace on earth to us all, for we share in this night."
Are blue and white. Twinkle on, brother.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Eat the chocolate geld. Fry the potato pancakes. Light the menorah. Say hi to Hanukkah Harry.
Happy Hanukkah! Happy Hanukkah! Happy Hanukkah! Happy Hanukkah!
Rock over AM, rock on FM. Bowflex, it really does work.
It's Hanukkah time right about now.
Word.
We be dreidling about to set it.
Baby, go get your dreidel on.
Yo, get your dreidel on. Get your dreidel on. Get your dreidel on. Get your dreidel on. Get your dreidel on.
All of my homies in Santa Monica celebrate Hanukkah. I am my in the streets, I'm schwitzing for every one of those 8 nights of lights and a menorah of motherfucking fantasy and fun. All roll to see what thing is. I'm not really Jewish, but Mike said, "Kid, won't you come down?" So I hopped up to do this. Through this time of 8 days, we all come together and celebrate. We grab lots of matzahs and lockers, aka potato pancakes.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Hanukkah. Oh, well, a lot of fun. Here we go again. once again. No, I don't mean to open. I grub all my gut, felt a fish, as quick as I can. Then a light a candle and ouch, whoops, I just burned my hand. Don't really matter though, cause I gotta go and down some mana shed. It's one, yeah, now I'm feeling just fine.
Yo, Mikey in the temple or up on the beamer eating. Holla, holla. You know I'll be cleaner than a shiny silver platter of chocolate chip macaroons. My afro leaving Mike's shadows as I step in the room. You heard Hanukkah was coming and it's coming correct. Lighting candles, open presents, giving family respect to the creator of the earth and of the fruit of the vine. Man, the chef is flowing large like it ain't got the time, yo.
Hanukkah 2001, y'all.
We be dreidling.
We're out of here. Shalom for Sheezy Manizi.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I'm spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here to Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's to Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Oh, I woke up this morning to find got a new kind of trouble in mind. I hate to have to choose if it means I'm gonna lose some holiday party in time. I've shined up my Hanukkah shoes, got a brand new menorah to use. If I become a Jew, can I still have Christmas too? Those uneasy Hanukkah blues. These blues are mean and uneasy, make me kinda queasy, leave me in a holiday daze. Amusing and confusing me, but everyone's accusing me of trying to have it both ways. I see trees on the Christmas tree lot, all those old decorations I got. Without my Christmas tree, Santa won't remember me, so I'm giving this serious thought. Cause Hanukkah's got me confused, it's an uneasy concept to use. Can't tell when it's held or exactly how it's spelled, those uneasy Hanukkah blues. These blues are mean and uneasy, make me kinda queasy, leave me in a holiday daze. Amusing and confusing me, but everyone's accusing me of trying to have it both ways. I've shined up my Hanukkah shoes, got a brand new menorah to use. If I become a Jew, can I still have Christmas too? Those uneasy Hanukkah, mean nasty Hanukkah, uneasy Hanukkah blues.
My gambling habit started when I was just a tyke. Happened on one evening, it was Hanukkah night. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. I turned all of my money into Hanukkah gelt. I put on my best suit and I was feeling rather svelte. I put my whole life savings down into the pot, hoping oh so desperately that gimbal hit the spot. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. It span and span around again until it toppled over. Noon then hit me in the face, I soon became real sober. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. I lost my wife, my house, my dog, I turned to a life of crime. But I can win it back again, I'll dreidel one more time. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of play. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of play. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play.
Is a 7-day celebration that occurred between December the 26th and January the 1st. It is a cultural observance that gives African Americans an opportunity to renew and reaffirm those values and strengths that lie at the roots of our history. Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Dr. Mulana Karinga, chairman of the Black Studies Department at California State University, Long Beach.
Kwanzaa, phrase Matuna Yagwanza, which means first fruit of the harvest. There are seven principles that are celebrated during Kwanzaa, one for each day of the week. On the last day of Kwanzaa, family and friends are invited to attend Karuma, which means feast. Everyone who attends the feast brings food to share with the group. We light the black, red, and green candles of Kwanzaa. We do so with millions of black brothers and sisters around the world who celebrate Kwanzaa to various degrees.
So, in parting, we'd like to thank Dr. Malane Karinga one more time. Also, we'd like to wish all of our brothers and sisters all around the world happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
You and that thing, this is the truth too. They got this new holiday out now called Kwanzaa. I have never figured what that is, and every year it come up the same time, and we go through the same procedure year after year. On the first day of Kwanzaa, my children come up and ask me, they say, Mama, what in the hell is Kwanzaa for? And see, I don't know. Now on the second day of Kwanzaa, I schedule a wrestling match. Me and that perpendicular head lady go after it, honey, and I usually bust her upside of her head. Now on the third day of Kwanzaa, everybody goes down to the stove. Gotta get some malt liquor, 5 lotto tickets. Honey, you never know who's gonna win that thing. You have to play to win. On the fourth day of Kwanzaa, we sit around and look at TV shows. You know, The Young and the Restless, All of My Children's, One Day to Live, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Oprah, Gail King, Montel, and all them. Now, on the fifth day of Kwanzaa, that's when the checks come in the mail, honey. AFDC, thank you, Lord. We shout and holler praise. Come on, everybody, let's go to the stove for some collard greens, ham hocks, Kool-Aid, and cheese. On the sixth day of Kwanzaa, that's about the time I want to fight. Because that Olin Mills woman be calling over here. Me and her gonna go after it. She always call me, wake me up, wanna ask me, do I need my picture took? And then I curse her out. That's wrong and that's ignorant, that. On the eighth day of Kwanzaa, that's when that drinking will catch up with you, honey. Bunch of 40 ounces, get really full, just totally lose your mind. We drive down the street, cussing out everything that moves, honey. Then we usually bash the Cadillac upside a Dairy Queen or something. Now, on the eighth day of Kwanzaa, we look at the TV guide. Nothing ever on it. We all get hungover. We have a bad headache behind Schlitz malt liquor bull. Lord, just gotta stay home, honey. Be real quiet. Everybody take their nerve pill. You can just start to feel Kwanzaa in the air. Now, on the ninth day of Kwanzaa, that's when you paint up all your nails. Turquoise on the nail beds, paint your thumbs gold and silver, put on blue eyeshadow, polyester wigs, and you will look that it's so good, honey. Then we go on down to Kentucky Fried Chickens for some wings and maybe Dr. Pepper. And then I go down and holler at the men. On the 10th day of Kwanzaa, that's when shoplifting is the thing, honey. 9 cartons of cigarettes, 8 cans of tuna fish, 7 pretty toothbrushes, a 6-pack of Budweiser, 5 Lee press-on nails, 4 Mr. Good Boys, 3 canned goods, some ham hocks, and then probably 2 days back in jail. I've forgotten what the hell I was up in there for, what I was arrested for, girl. On the 11th day of Kwanzaa, honey, they grant parole. You roll up a reefer, go down to church, honey, talk all out your head, get happy, shout, pass out, holler, and holler, give your testimony, say, the Lord done set me free, honey. When you give your testimony, then you come on back home, if you can remember where you stays at, honey. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, this is the last one. On the 12th day of Kwanzaa, your damn kids all gather up around you, you know. And in my case, There's Lincoln and Aloe Vera, Ganilotum and Lemangelo, Arangelo, Tenectin, Temptasia, K. Martina, Fallopia, Shathid, Velveeta, Vonquisha, Chlamydia, Champagne, that's my baby, Demactoria, Saskatoon, Shumika, and Skookisha. That's when Kwanzaa start to feel real to me. It'd be more like a feeling of the heart. I know that's right. Where my cigarettes?
All right, we are back here in the land of the wires and the cats who play with them. I really wish you guys would out there would get in touch with me. It's kbcradio@hotmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you think of the holidays. Should I ever do this again? I leave it up to you. I probably will anyway, but it's nice to have input, don't you think? By the way, we gave the Jethros the week off today. This week we're featuring the music of the Husky Team. Husky Team is a bunch of friends of WFMU, people like Dave Amels, R. Stevie Moore, Dennis Dykin, Chris Bolger, Richard Heyman, people like that. And I want to thank them for joining us today. There'll be cookies after we're done, guys. We started this set off with Ron Coden and the night before the seventh day of Hanukkah. Guy's got his holidays scrambled, just like I do. Happy Hanukkah was N-E-1. All right, letter N, letter E-1, word 1. Get Your Dreidel On from Pudi Tadao. Hanukkah in Santa Monica from our old friend Tom Lehrer. The Hanukkah Blues were the Demonstrators. Willie Bernstein, the Dreidel Song. And then we switched gears over to Kwanzaa. We heard Merry Kwanzaa from Tykes with Guns. You want to watch out for them if you can. Tyrone Thomas after that is It's Kwanzaa, a little day of explanation. And then Shirley Liquor, and liquor like as in booze. Shirley Liquor, the 12 Days of Kwanzaa. Yes, that was slightly racist, but I thought it was pretty freaking funny anyway. So I hope you enjoyed it. If not, just wait a minute. We got more stuff coming up. So we're closing in on the end of another stupid year. Personally, I've had it up to here with 2009, but the idea of 2010 looming around the corner scares the living shit out of me. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a good year. If not, then it won't matter. But anyway, we will play a couple of New Year's type songs next, just to close it all out and come full circle. So let's give the Husky Team some, and I'll be back in a bit.
And there's a hand. trusty friend and gives a hand of thine. We'll take a right good will what for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear. For old lang syne, we'll take a right good will out. For old lang
because it's a brand new day, a whole new way, because New Year's Day is here. So how is your health? Should your lungs be checked? A throat culture is in order. Cause as years go by, we eat too much crap. You know it leads to deadly disorder. Because it's a brand new day, a brand new way, New Year's Day is here. Yeah. To hold stacks of cash or antique cars, this could be your New Year's desire. But as for me, I need more sleep. I am feeling tired. Who cares that it's a new day and a whole new way? Who cares that New Year's Day is here?
Happy New Year, baby!
Happy New Year, nothing! The way you treated me last year wasn't nothing happy about it.
Yeah, baby, but that was last year. This year I'm turning over a new leaf.
I don't believe it.
You don't? Well, pick up on this, John. Happy New Year, baby! Happy New Year to you! Happy New Year, baby! Happy New Year to you! Well, I made a resolution. I'm gonna keep the whole year through. I'm gonna give up chasing women, whiskey drinking too. Stop my ballyhooing, yes, and mistreating you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Yes, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. I'm gonna give you all my money to buy the things you choose. I even steal and borrow and pawn my clothes and shoes to keep you happy, baby. Happy the whole year through. Cause I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. Me sweet and pretty, I'll buy you a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of lead. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you, baby. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. That's what I mean.
Hello,
hello,
Mr. New Year, hello. Oh, yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears of yesterday, for a new year has come our way. It's true, Mr. New Year, it's true. The love we see through you will fill our demand. donation and give us inspiration. This is the reason why we make resolutions, and this is the season to give more contributions. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Oh yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears of yesterday, for a new year has come our way. This is the reason why we make resolutions, and this is the season to give more contributions. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Oh, oh, oh yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears on yesterday, for a new year has come our way.
Alright, that's going to do it. I want to thank you all for your patience, for sticking with me through the year. But do let me know who you are and whether you're out there. I don't even know if anybody's out there, right? Be honest with you. So kbcradio@hotmail.com. Just drop me a line, let me know you're out there. And say hello to the boys. We finished it off with, of course, Auld Lang Syne from Frank Stanley from 1910, 100 years ago. The first night celebration was our old friends, those lovable pests, Doc and Madam Good Vibes, followed by Jim Price, A Brand New Day, from one of Irwin's shows years and years and years ago. You don't want to know how long ago that was. Happy New Year, Baby, was Johnny Otis and his orchestra, the Cool Breezers, and Hello, Mr. New Year, Please Don't Hurt Me, and Sean Connery, Auld Lang Syne. Not that Sean Connery, a different Sean Connery, who thinks he's the other Sean Connery. I guess it's a long story, but this guy spells his name Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Connery, with an O-R-Y instead of an E-R-Y, like our old friend James Bond does, okay? And we finished it off with a song of quiet desperation for the new year. That was Election and Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year, I swear it this time. And that's what I wish for all of you, a very happy new year. Not like the old one. We're done with that one. Let's just try and forget about it, look forward, and see where it goes from here. And not make the same mistakes again, okay? Okay, I swear it this time. So I didn't want to leave you on a down note, so we have one more for you, of course. My Friends and Yours, the Firesign Theater, and something from, I guess, 2003. I'll see you next year. Have a good one. Yeehaw!
But King W, he went down to shoot some doves with Heston.
Secret Service helped him out
so they'd face the right direction. Oh, I love them Christmas songs.
Yeah, well, that's about enough celebrating, but getting late. Now take off your Santa beard, get up the ladder. It's almost New Year's. We got to say goodbye to all this stuff we couldn't sell before Christmas.
Sure thought we'd do better on these bleeping Osborne Family Electrified lip studs.
Yeah, what about these Martha Glue with Monopoly games?
Yeah.
Do not pass Kmart. Go directly to your broker. I told you, you should have got rid of them before they put her in the stocks.
Well, you ordered these here unsold videotapes, classic cigarette commercials in the 60s.
Well, they're cute. I suppose we should have sold them to Elmer Stormseller's Saloon. He could have shown them on the TV and freaked everybody out.
Yeah, instead of suffering from secondhand smoke, they'd experience smoking secondhand.
Well, let's just throw them in the New Year's fire sale along with these Porky Bun chest sets and Andy Ray's anti-radiation pills and these used anthrax masks.
Oh, hell's bells, Smut. Look at the time. It's almost midnight.
Oh, we got so much to do, Mutt. But let's turn on the radio. We'll listen to the countdown.
Okie dokie.
This is Bebop Lobo on Radio Now, baby. New Year's Eve ticking down upon us. Tonight, I am the Nuevo Lobo, the new wolf, man. And we got to do some hellos and... Hey, Dwayne. Mr. Producer, man.
I'm here,
come on
man.
Down. Come into the
come
studio,
on, I'm
man.
Here, baby.
Hey,
I'm
call
here.
The newsroom. Are Hal and Ray still there?
Yeah, they're right here. They're with us.
Come on in, everybody. We're
going
to do some hellos and goodbyes.
Hard for working.
Tradition.
Let me start. I'm doing my first goodbye. I want to say goodbye finally to the whole stupid millennium.
Why? 2K, man.
It's gone. And all those scary numbers like 1984.
Brother.
And 2000.
Oh, man. Too many zeros.
And the worst of all, man, 9/1/1.
Hey, goodbye to years that are the same backwards and forwards, Bobster.
Yeah.
You won't have another palindrome year until 2112.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's 110 years from now, but then we'll all be dead or frozen.
I want to be a frozen daiquiri.
Well, I'd like to bid a big bon voyage to vacations in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, peace in our time.
Goodbye to Michael Jackson's nose.
Say goodbye to T-Birds and mullets.
Goodbye to John Entwistle.
Who?
Paul Wellstone and Richard Harris.
Hogwarts is going to have to find another Dumbledore.
And farewell to Milton Berle, thanks for the gags. Spike Milligan, thanks for the goons. And Adolph Green, thank you for those three gobs.
Goodbye to the 401Ks. There's nothing left but the Ks.
And finally, say goodbye to the Playboy philosophy.
Hey, goodbye to Boom. And hello, Bus. Yeah.
Goodbye to the Golden Age. And hello to the Golden Years.
Hello. And, of course, goodbye to Henry Kissinger, the Dark Lord of the Two Towers.
Hey, he'd make a great Dumbledore.
He'd make a very bad Paul Wellstone.
Oh, hey, you're right there.
Say hello to being photographed at every intersection.
Hey, hello to death by drones and killer bees.
And patriots, predators, poindexters, Pearl, and Pax Americana.
And hello to Jackass, the opera.
Yeah. All right. We could leave it right there, but we should have one big resolution.
Time for resolution. What is
it? It's Radio Now. Let's be more now this year.
Oh, how cool, man.
I'll be now.
Hey, boys, 2003. What's it going
to
be?
It's just going to be a three-peat of the same old, Bobster.
Yep. Less for you.
And more for me.
Happy New Year.
Pop the champagne.
I can't. It came in a box.
It's from Aldania, though.
Ooh,
what time is it? Watch the clock.
Happy New Year.
Hey, how about that? Time to close up shop for another year.
Yeah, well, let's be thankful we still got a shop to close up.
Yeah.
Here you go, Mutt. Take a hit off the old jug.
Oh, thank you. Ooh, wee-hee! Economy's weak, but this stuff ain't. Here's to you, old partner.
And here's to you, Mutt. And let's hope we're still around again next year.
Yep. All of us.
Happy New Year, partner.